All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey, this is Edie McClurg, otherwise known as Grace, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The sportos and motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
What a geek!
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and we are live on XM Satellite Radio 202. Wow, please, wow, this studio is beautiful.
It is gorgeous, much better than Studio A.
Hey, Mr. E-Rock, can we hear ourselves a little more in the headphones? Oh, that's better. Thank you. So, Matthew.
Yes, Matthew. That's not my name. That hasn't been my name.
We'll start calling him OG as soon as his mic is available.
Is my mic available?
There it is.
Ah, there we go.
Everybody calm down. It's fine.
We'll be okay.
It's all good.
We've done this before.
So it's Big Kev. We're here with Big Kev's Geek Stuff tonight. OG in the studio.
Hello, hello.
And we have a bunch of people that are just going to stop by and hang out and chat with us tonight.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
We'll introduce them as they come in. Of course, our man Starman is sitting way back in the corner.
Way in the way back.
Sir, and we have some other friends and cohorts and family members in the room as well.
Right, so, ladies. Girls.
That's true. That's right. I date them.
All of them?
And I have a car.
You know, one of them's my wife, sir.
Well, I don't date that one.
All right.
And we should mention our other guest in the studio tonight. Are you with us tonight, Mr. B?
I really like Star Wars toys and a Batman mask and Yoda.
Uh-huh. Well, if we get to any of those topics tonight, Mr. B, we will certainly chime in. Have you chime in?
Well, I could start right off with Batman if you want.
Really?
Yeah, sure. So a gentleman got to fulfill every comic book geek's dream this past week. A little gentleman owns a store in Pittsburgh. Someone walked into his store with a copy of Detective Comics number 27. So for those of you who may or may not know, that would be Batman's first appearance
in Detective, Kev? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a $500,000 book in mint condition. The copy that he purchased was worth around $250,000, and he didn't pay nearly that much for it. So.
I bet not.
No, but still, very nice.
Found it in an attic?
Yeah, somebody found it in an attic and brought it into his store for sale. So every and man's dream.
Let's Mr. B, do you have anything about Batman?
I really like Batman mask.
Of the Phantasm, a great animated film. Mr. B chiming in.
Wow, look at that.
I'm glad we have Mr. B with us.
All right, I'm gonna move on. Can
okay,
I move on?
Sure, move on.
So we all heard that Knight Rider was going to have a film. A while back the Weinstein Company had bought the rights to it and they were gonna develop it. But it looks like NBC has now picked up the rights to do a 2-hour Knight Rider television project.
Ugh, fucking awful.
That's all I know about it so far, but still, what, a film and a TV show? Is it really that important that it comes back?
Is it a reimagining? Because as we know, everything is being reimagined. Star Trek is being reimagined, if you believe that.
Well, we got some news on that too, if
we
you
do.
Want to get to
sure,
it.
Sure, let's have it.
We know, we've heard some casting rumors for a while now, but we know who Sulu's going to be and who Scotty's going to be, or at least we think we know who Scotty's going to be.
Okay.
Sulu would be Harold from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Hikaru Sulu, and the actor's name is John Cho.
Ah, yes.
And then for Scotty, the one that kind of excites me if it comes true, Simon Pegg.
Really?
Yes.
That's excellent casting.
That is excellent casting. So for those of you who don't know Simon Pegg, you would know him from Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz or...
Or Mission Impossible 3.
Was he in Mission Impossible 3?
He was.
I never saw that, and I don't feel bad for it.
No, but he was in there.
What do you have? Anything good?
Well, we should thank our sponsor.
Oh, we have a sponsor?
We do. It's Alpha Graphics of Montclair. You can check them out over at weprintfast.com. And for all your printing needs, and they'll print your stuff and send it anywhere in the country.
And why are they sponsoring us?
Because they like us.
Oh, well, someone should.
And they like us enough that we're actually going to be giving out tonight. We're going to be giving out two iPod shuffles from Alpha Graphics.
We've certainly upgraded from the Smallville visual guide and the Serenity 2 disc set, haven't we?
That's true. We're going bigger and better.
Wow.
You can go over to Big Kev's Geek Stuff right now. On the top of the page, you'll find a banner. You click that banner. You enter some information, your name, your phone number, your email, and we will pick two winners tonight for the iPod Shuffle.
So they have to do this during the course of the show tonight?
During the course of the show.
Well, that's good because we're live.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You want to click on the Alpha Graphics banner, and you want to fill out that information, and then we can see right here in the studio who's signing up.
All right. So, well, I'm known for my segue, so I'm going to do one now.
Okay.
This is something that's not bigger and better. This would be some casting or directing changes for the Escape from New York remake that we've been hearing about. Originally, it looked like it was going to be Len Wiseman was going to direct the film, but now one Brett Ratner seems to be tied to the project. So everybody will become flat.
They call him the rat for a reason.
Wow.
Because he scurries into these jobs and nobody wants to see him do it. X-Men 3, for example, as a primary example.
Great example.
And now he's going to take over the Escape from New York relaunch or reimagining
There's so many things wrong with that statement, but yeah, he's going to take over the Escape from New York reimagining. So
unbelievable.
So yeah.
He sucks.
You don't like him.
He sucks.
Most geeks don't like him.
Rush Hour 3 was a piece of shit.
I didn't bother to see it. So there. What else you got?
What do I got?
You got to bring something to the show, sir.
In December, G.I. Joe versus Transformers Omnibus will be issued by the people who put out that book, Devil's Due. They will collect the four miniseries into one giant volume so that you can have it.
That concept really, really bothers me.
And that's why I brought it up, because it's one of those ridiculous, let's cross over things that should never be crossed over.
Yeah, they just, with the exception
relevance?
Of the statues that they put out.
They never came out.
That they were trying to put out. No,
right.
Diamond picked up the license to do those and was going to be putting
some
out,
Diamond
I think.
Ones were terrible, though.
I don't understand the concept of crossing over G.I. Joe and Transformers.
I do. It started with Marvel, big surprise.
Oh, okay.
And it's because they're both Hasbro properties.
Okay.
So they were like, let's see, what can we cross over? Oh, wait, G.I. Joe Transformers makes total sense.
Sure.
Or it doesn't.
Not at all.
So that's why we get that. And then, of course, they did that in Marvel in the 80s, and then years later, Devil's Due gets the Transformers license and then the G.I. Joe license, and they decide, well, shit, it worked for Marvel. Why don't we do it, too?
Right.
And they did it. It looked better than the Marvel stuff because the art over Devil's Due was fantastic. And now they're collecting all four of the miniseries into a giant omnibus. Hoodah.
I don't care.
That's great. Great that you don't care. Do you have something that you do care about?
Well, I guess I have some more comic book news if we're going to stay with some comic book stuff.
Sure.
Joe Madureira.
You're never going to get this right.
Now, how do you pronounce it?
Madureira.
Thank you. Joe Madureira, who did the X-Men Age of Apocalypse storylines, the artist on the X-Men Age of Apocalypse books. He had his own book, Battle Chasers, left the industry to start a video game company and work on a video game. Couple of games coming out, has now signed up to do The Ultimates, the third story arc for The Ultimates, the Marvel Ultimate book. So, I don't know, I guess, is that a good book for him to return to? I mean, he has made a career doing, I guess, group books, so that's good. I liked his work on X-Men a lot more than Battle Chasers, but The Ultimates, I don't know. That book is kind of very specific, and I don't know that his style would cater to it.
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. It's good to see him doing anything. He's a fantastic artist.
Well, I think they forced him to finish complete storylines, or they're going to force him to finish complete story arcs before they actually put any of the books out, so that we don't run into the same problems that we ran into with books like Battle Chasers, where you would get one every
and then
6 months.
Was several months in between, and then you had to wait. Yeah. Well, hopefully it seems a better common practice these days with artists who tend to be slower or unreliable that they will have them do a block of books. When Jim Lee was on Batman, they had Jim Lee do all 12 issues, or at least 10 of them he had done before the first issue came out.
Right.
So that way they know that they had enough, you know, growth time for Jim to finish the last two issues and to have a regular schedule on the books. I think Joe might have been the same issue, and so maybe they're going to do that this time around to make sure that Joe can hit the mark and hit his deadlines.
Okay.
Which is important for release.
Why don't we stick with comic books for a little bit?
I got some comic book stuff.
Go for it.
I got some comic book stuff that that Mr. B might be interested in. Mr. B, you like Star Wars, right?
I really like Star Wars toys.
I know that you do, Mr. B. But this is Star Wars comic books, actually, are about to head into a year-long event described by industry insiders as Star Wars' version of Civil War, much like the Marvel Civil War that we just had to endure forever, where books crossed over and things and blah, blah, blah. But here's the problem with the Dark Horse Star Wars books. They're great on their own. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. They take place in distinctly different storylines, sometimes thousands of years apart from each other.
Sure, like Legacy.
Like Legacy is five generations from Return of the Jedi.
Right.
So, and then Knights of the Old Republic is 10,000 years before that. So, but this crossover that they're doing, this Civil War type crossover, crosses through all of these books and will irrevocably change all of the characters in these books.
Wait, hold on. I'm not following you. The crossover takes place through all of the Dark Horse books or all of the Star Wars books?
Through all of the Dark Horse Star Wars books.
Okay.
Because Dark Horse is the one who is now printing all the Star Wars comics.
So are they rewriting Star Wars history then, essentially?
I don't know. But if you attach, first of all, I feel if you attach Civil War in the Marvel Comics sense to anything,
right,
you're heading down bad road.
Bad things.
Bad things.
Okay.
So that said,
I mean, they can't do any
understand.
Worse than Lucas did for the first three movies, or the new three movies,
The new trilogy.
The new trilogy.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to have events that affect other times, but haven't affected those times before they happen. Oh my God, I'm getting into a Doc Brown paradox of Star Wars here.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, anyway, that's what Dark Horse is planning on doing. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm a little worried about it.
Okay.
I love that book, Legacy. Have you been reading that?
Actually, I've only read the first trade, because that's all that's out so far, I think, trade-wise.
It's fantastic.
I liked it a lot. It was interesting. It was a good take on Star Wars in the future.
It was.
I think mostly because it doesn't deal with any of the characters that you know. It's like the great, 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 great grandson of Luke Skywalker, and he's like a bounty hunter or a smuggler or
whatever he is.
He's killing Jedi.
Well, Mr. B, are there any Star Wars characters that you enjoy?
I really like Yoda.
Of course. How can you not like Yoda?
Well, Yoda, not in Legacy.
Yoda is not in Legacy. That's true.
So
sorry, Mr. B. You won't be able to read about your pal, your friend, your character Yoda in Star Wars Legacy from Dark Horse. Well, what can you do?
I don't know.
What else do you got?
Actually, I want to give a little update on my personal comic book reading. You know, Geek Stuff, we've been doing this show for quite some time, and occasionally we do get an email from a listener or two that wants to comment on something that we're talking about.
Yes, we
and
do.
Something we've been spending a lot of time lately, as far as books go, as far as other products go, toys, action figures, t-shirts, and all statues. We've been talking a lot about these Marvel zombies. And we have pretty much, I guess not rightfully so, bashed them on the show pretty regularly. Neither of us having read any of the books, kind of just loosely familiar with the concepts. We trashed them, and we shouldn't have, maybe. Although I can start to now a little bit, because last week or 2 weeks ago, I got about 10 emails, 11 emails in a single afternoon. The day after we put up the episode where we talked about the Captain America Diamond toy, the Captain America or Colonel America zombie.
Oh, right, right.
And they were like, look, you really need to read this book. You really need to give him a chance. You really need to at least try. If you're going to bash him, at least try.
I'm gonna have to stop you right there and say that there's no way in hell am I ever going to read that Marvel Zombies book.
All right, well, this is where we differ.
Okay.
Because I like to actually maybe reach out there a little bit. Listen to what the listeners have to say. Take what they're saying to heart and consider it. So I've downloaded pretty much all of the Marvel Zombie books to date. That's the Marvel Zombie books, the Ultimate books,
downloaded.
Army of Dark. I did. I'm not lying. I downloaded one of those fancy scanning torrents from the interweb somewhere, as Mr. Fantastic would say. Speaking of which, we probably should say where he is.
But Mr. Fantastic is not with us tonight in the studio for you regular listeners. He is, I think he is live in our chat room on our website.
Is he really?
I think we confirmed that. That's where he's supposed to be.
That's where he's supposed to be?
That's over at bigkevsgeekstuff.com. And is there some sort of
yeah, there's a link in the upper right-hand corner that says chat room, I think. Fantastic designed it, so it's simple and easy.
Really? It is simple.
It's simple. I'm not knocking it.
You know what else is over there?
What?
Banner. Win a free iPod.
How's that doing so far?
It's doing good.
Got some responses?
I'm surprised, actually.
Excellent. So, yes, the Marvel Zombie book. So I've given them a read, or I've started to give them a read.
Okay.
I've read the first three issues of the original series.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay, good.
I don't get it. I think that my bashing can now be a little bit more legitimate. I started to read the first issue, and I read the first three pages of the first issue twice because I don't get it. I felt like I was jumping in the middle of a huge storyline, not knowing what the hell was going on. There was no explanation. There was no backstory. And I'm like, am I reading the right issue? Have I done this right? I did some research online. I went around. I'm like, no, this is the first issue. It's the first issue. Nothing with the Silver Surfer, like how we got torn apart, although I hear we're getting there. Galactus. I don't know. I don't get it. But the people like it. They love it. So,
you know who beat me over the head with that book?
Who?
Toy Mike.
Really?
Toy Mike beat me over the head with that book at Chiller this past weekend.
One of the collections that are out?
He's obsessed with Marvel Zombies. He is obsessed with Marvel Zombies.
Maybe because he does well selling the product, but I don't get it. Like, the story seems kind of confusing and convoluted, and I don't know. Maybe we should ask.
We should ask the listeners. Well, we are going to be taking phone calls. I know everyone's wondering if we're going to be taking phone calls. We will be taking them at 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW. We will be taking them in the third segment tonight.
No, I think if they have something good to say about zombies, maybe they can explain it to me, what I'm missing. Maybe there's something I should look forward to. Why don't we ask them and see what they have to say? We can move on, but I think if someone has something good to say, we should find out.
Do you think so?
I do. I think so.
Well, you are a brave man.
I am a brave man.
I think you should get through the news. That's what I think.
Okay.
Before we go to the phones.
Okay. Why don't we talk about Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
This is the Warner Brothers film that's being developed. Why is Warner Brothers developing a Terminator film? Isn't there a television show coming out with Summer Glau from...
I know it's been shot. I've seen the pilot, but I haven't heard anything about it being released.
Well, I hear that it's like a mid-season start or a fall start, so you're not going to see it in the spring.
Right.
So you're not going to see it now, along with some of the other shows we're going to discuss later on the show.
Right.
But do we need another movie? I thought that the purpose of the television show is to fill in all the...
It fills in between 2 and 3.
Okay.
That's my understanding. But what happens after 3?
I don't know.
This movie.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Well, the story is supposed to take place in the future during the all-out war between Skynet and humankind. It's got a 2009 release in the summer sometime.
Right.
And... I don't know. No director has been picked yet. It's unclear as to whether or not Arnold Schwarzenegger will be involved, although I don't suspect that he'll be involved. So, I don't know. I don't think we need another movie. We have a television show coming out. I want to see it, you know, because Summer Glau's in it and is in the Terminator. And
let's backtrack a little. There actually is a phone call here. Okay. So let's take that call. We have Tom from Philly says, the first issue of Zombies isn't the first issue. Let's see if he's there. Tom, you there?
Hey, Kev, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
You do have some bad information there. That first issue you were saying of Marvel Zombies, you mentioned how the Silver Surfer was torn apart?
No. We said that. Did you say that, OG?
No. I said that I was kind of expecting it, and I hadn't seen it right away. I guess
right.
He gets torn apart in the third or fourth issue, Tom. Is that correct?
I think he makes his first appearance at the end of the second issue or
okay.
third issue.
And
they all... eventually converge on them, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but they do tear
Yeah,
them
don't
apart.
Do that. We don't have the spoiler alert tonight, so.
Well, yes. I mean, I guess you like the zombie books then, Tom. Is that correct?
I actually think they're very well written. They're very good. I think the toys are crap.
See, now I like the toys, though.
But you see, actually, Tom, that's the reason we brought up the Silver Surfer is because on the base of the three, well, at least the two so far, and the base we've seen for the third, on Colonel America and Spider-Man and the zombie Hulk that's coming out is parts of what I presume to be a torn-up Silver Surfer.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you, Kev. Take care.
Well, I mean, look, thank you for the clarification, but it still doesn't sell me as to why I should continue to read these books. I'm going to continue to read them. I'm going to try to read all of them. I want to see what happens and how Ash from Army of Darkness gets involved, because I am a huge Army of Darkness fan, Evil Dead fan.
Right.
Ash, obviously, a great character. But as far as zombies go, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I mentioned Summer Glau from Serenity being in
right.
Terminator. So why don't I mention a little other real quick Serenity tidbit. There was an interview that came out. It was with Alan Tudyk, who
right.
Played Wash in
mm-hmm.
Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, to quote, they had to put out the new DVD because they've been selling out of the other one. And so Universal was like, so let's do another one. And now there's a chance that there's going to be another movie.
Really?
From Alan Tudyk's mouth in an interview. And it's been confirmed. He did definitely say
right.
it. But there's nothing else. Joss hasn't come out and said anything about it. He
mm-hmm.
hasn't denied or confirmed it.
Of course, the movie Serenity, based on the hit TV show, and by hit I mean failure.
Aw, that's terrible, sir. I'm not saying the name of it.
I thought it was great.
Well, I'm not saying the name of the show, though.
We're not even set up for that bit, so.
We beat that joke into the ground the last time we were here in this studio.
Did we do that here?
Yeah, like three times.
We did?
We got
remember
beat
that.
Up for it, so I'm not doing it tonight.
Okay, we won't do that.
All right, so there's your Serenity update. Hopefully, we'll see a sequel. They're talking about direct to DVD. That seems to be the way they're going. Farscape has had some success in doing that. There's some talk that Battlestar Galactica might do that when
there
that
was,
season ends.
There was a Batman that went
I really like Batman Mask.
Of the Phantasm, right. That actually went direct to video, didn't it? Or did that have a theatrical
Mask
release?
Mask of the Phantasm had a theatrical
it
release,
did.
Sir, because I went and saw
That's
it with,
right.
I think, my mom at the time.
Did you?
I was a youngin'.
Proud
man.
Of that.
How old were you? 40? 50?
Nice. Good.
What else do you have?
What else do you have?
What else do I have?
I wanted to bring this up while we were talking about the zombies. There's a lot of calls about zombies, too. In the current issue of Toy Fair,
uh-huh.
Which is number 124,
okay.
There's a two-page spread by an artist, Michael Barrera from Apathy Inc. Presents. Gives you a step-by-step guide on how to customize your Star Wars Unleashed Slave Leia into a zombie Unleashed Slave Leia.
All right, so do I get to comment on this, or are you going to go first?
I'm going to comment on it
okay,
first.
Go.
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
I am so sick of this fucking zombie fad. Will it please go away?
Look, I don't...
No. Not like zombie movies. I'm fine with that. I'm talking about taking everything and zombifying it.
Dude, he stood up. You upset him.
I can't believe this is... I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful piece of art that the guy has created, and now you can do it too, except for the fact that who the fuck would want to? Who would want to do this? There's never been any Star Wars fucking zombies. Why would you zombify something?
Because the character concepts are cool.
Doesn't matter.
They're nice looking and interesting, and that dude's talented.
I'm not saying the guy's not talented. I don't see the purpose of it.
Cooler than that is a... I can't remember the exact name of the website, but there's a guy, some artist, and he's really good, too. If you send him a headshot of yourself, he'll take it and make it into a zombie, and then they FedEx it or whatever back to you so you can have it framed. And that's actually pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
I was thinking about having it done. I just forgot. But I think it's kind of pricey. It's $80, but I think that's way cooler than having some shitty action figure.
We should.
Oh, $80 isn't too bad. We should find out what that website is.
Yeah.
I'll get it for you guys.
All right. Appreciate it, definitely. Danny. Thank you. So I just don't get it. I don't get why Toy Fair is putting it in, because they're all about figures and how much they're worth, and this certainly doesn't make them worth anything. Toy Fair magazine, of course, is one of the magazines out there that concentrates solely on the toy industry sometimes.
But we don't preach, you know, collecting figures for their value. We preach collecting figures for their collectability.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Your entire Kingdom Come collection,
Poser.
Sealed in boxes, hanging
Poser.
On your wall.
Star Wars Poser.
Can we move on?
Fine. You know, actually, you know, before we go on, do you know who, you know, actually, our guest actually likes, Mr. B, you actually like the Star Wars toys, right?
I really like Star Wars toys.
Yeah, I thought that you did. I remember him saying that earlier.
Well, there you go. So he's a fan too.
What else you got there?
All right. Land of the Lost.
Oh, boy.
Don't know why.
You know why.
But, Brad Sibberling, who directed Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yes, that, and what a great film
that blockbuster
was.
Will apparently be directing a Land of the Lost film for Universal. Do we need a Land of the Lost film? I mean, I guess it's a good concept. The show is kind of fun and campy. That was a Croft production, was it not, Kev?
What's that?
That was Croft.
Sid and Marty Croft.
Land of the Lost. So,
yeah. Sid and Marty
so there you
Croft.
Go. So you can expect that sometime in the future from Universal.
Right. We have something else to give away tonight.
What's going on?
We're giving everything away.
Really?
Everything.
Wow.
Our friends, our recently reformed friendship with WizKids Games.
Aww.
They make a game that we talk about all the time called Pirates. What was it? Pirates of the Spanish Main.
Spanish Main,
right?
Was the original and core game.
Right. And then they put out various supplements: Pirates of the Mysterious Islands, Pirates at World's End. Wait, is that one of them?
It was at Ocean's End,
oh,
I think it was what
oh,
it was called.
Well, because they were trying to stay
right,
close,
right.
But not too close. But now they can say that because they have secured the rights to Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, and they're going to start putting out ships and characters from the films. And for those of you that don't know, this is a little, it's not quite a collectible card game. It's called a constructible card game.
It's a pocket model game.
Right.
Essentially, it's a miniatures game. But you get to construct the miniatures out of
credit card type material that's pre-punched.
Right.
And you simply pop the pieces out and you pop together the
ships. Right. Now, this has gotten pretty popular outside of just this Pirates game. I think there's a Star Wars game now that
there
I
is.
Know
mm-hmm.
Starman was trying to get me into, and I've managed to hold off for now. And I think someone else has one too, isn't there? There was a robot. Oh no, there was a Skyrockets or something, right?
Oh,
that WizKids put out also.
That didn't
do very
that
well.
That didn't work.
But anyway, so WizKids has picked up the Pirates of the Caribbean license.
And what's great about it is that they're going to put out ships and characters from the films, and you can integrate them if you've been playing this game for a long. It's been out for a couple years, almost 2 years, and you can integrate it. And what they've done is they've given us the Flying Dutchman.
Okay, so Davy Jones's ship.
It's a promotional ship, and if you'd like to get a hold of one of these, we have tons to give away. You want to send an email with your address to...
Well, I guess you should send it to me directly since I'm probably going to run this one. So it'll be geekstuffog@gmail.com.
geekstuffog@gmail.com, and we'll send you... we'll send at least the first 50 people or 60 people... A Flying Dutchman.
Wow, we actually have that many?
I think it's WizKids.com. We have a bunch, yeah.
Wow.
We'll say the first 50 or so. And with that, I think we'll take our first break.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on XM 202.
Welcome to the Nerd World Order!
Nerds are comic book readers, gamers, anime and manga fans, sci-fi and fantasy fans, action figure collectors, or anyone else that chooses to represent the nerd lifestyle. There has never been a clothing line for us to identify as our own, so the NWO was born.
The Nerd World Order is the clothing company for nerds. N-E-R-D-Z.
A new breed of nerds.
A breed that's in your face.
A breed that's in control.
A breed that doesn't back down.
No dumbass phrases on NWO t-shirts. No fanboy art on NWO t-shirts. Just badass designs for a new breed of nerds.
Take one brief look at the Nerd World Order slogan, Nerds Rule! You have now begun the Nerd World Order experience.
Nerd World Order clothing is all about representing who we are.
Find the Nerd World Order at nerdzrule.com.
Go to nerdsrule.com now to enter to win a free NWO t-shirt.
Nerds rule!
Hey, hey, this is Haywood Nelson, Dwayne from What's Happening.
And this is Danielle Spencer, D from What's Happening.
Hey, and this is Ernest Thomas, better known as Raj from What's Happening, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes. And we are back on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It's true, it's true.
XM Satellite Radio, The Virus, Channel 202.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest is, one of our guests has dropped by to hang out. It's Scotty Schwartz.
Hey, well, hello, Big
Scotty.
Kev.
How are you, Scotty?
I'm doing good as everybody tonight.
Good. You may know Scotty from such films as The Toy, where he was the brat who wanted the toy.
And no, I wanted the black man, okay?
Yeah, he wanted the black
and
man.
Yes,
sir.
To be his toy.
Yeah. That's correct.
That's an ongoing theme with you, black men and wanting them as toys. And
it is what it is, you know.
And also a Christmas Story, where he played Flick, the boy who stuck his tongue to the pole. Yes.
All right,
so Scotty's sitting in with us. He's going to be joining the conversation. We should mention our sponsor, Alpha Graphics of Montclair. You can check them out over at weprintfast.com. They have given us an iPod Shuffle to give out this evening. You need to go over to... Actually, two of them are giving out this evening.
Oh, yeah, wow.
You can go over to Big Kev's geekstuff.com. You can click on the Alpha Graphics banner at the top of the page, and you fill out some information, and then at the end of the show we'll be choosing those live.
Wow, look at that.
The phone number 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW, if you want to chat about what we're chatting about. What are we going to chat about? First of all, we should thank Danny for finding that website.
He's better than Fantastic.
He is.
Ooh, don't get mad at me, Fantastic.
He's alone in a chat room.
Aw, poor guy.
It's zombieportraits.com.
Well, that's simple enough.
Yeah, you can send them a portrait, and they send you a zombified version of it back.
And it is $80 plus shipping and handling, but they are pretty badass. They are pretty nice.
They are.
We should consider it. Maybe we could put
them
on
the... For $80, they better give you something, for God's sakes.
Well, here, they're pretty spiffy.
All right, we'll
send them a picture of yourself. They'll make you into a zombie if you're not one already.
Okay.
So what else do we have, Kev? Do you have something you want to go to over there?
We should talk about the fall TV lineup.
Okay, we can do that.
Oh, how exciting.
But it's so geekified.
Yeah,
look
Samantha
at what Heroes has done.
Blown everybody away.
It's unbelievable.
Heroes is really the stomping ground, or not the stomping ground, the starting point, for what has become a stomping ground, I guess, for geeks on television. This year, it's chock full of shows. You have Heroes, you have Chuck, Journeyman. Earlier, you had Flash Gordon.
Is that gone already?
I don't know. Is it? I only watched an episode and a half, I think.
That was on Sci-Fi, right?
Yes. Yes, Sci-Fi.
For its brief run.
Yeah. You have Bionic Woman. You have Reaper. And then there was another one. What was that other one you said you were watching the other day? Big Bang Theory?
The Big Bang Theory, yeah. It's kind of a classic sitcom, but it's entirely geek in nature. It's two kind of geeky scientist guys who live next door to a really hot girl. And, of course, their interactions, and one of them is in love with her and so on and so forth. It's actually really funny.
That seems to be
there's
a
lot of references
theme,
though, that only we are going to get. A
oh, okay.
ton of them, in
That's
fact.
Good, though.
There's a lot of that happening, though.
Well, you just brought up something that I wanted to talk about in this segment. It was that hot guy, the geeky guy and the hot girl. That seems to be the reoccurring theme in almost all of these shows, with the exception of maybe Heroes.
Does that have something to do, you think, with the popularity of Beauty and the Geek?
It could.
Have you checked out that show?
Not in like two seasons. I think I watched it like the first season. It was on, what's it on, the third season?
Third
now?
Season. Though.
Yeah, I watched it the first season. Dude, and it was all right.
There's a LARPer on. Well, one of the geeks is a LARPer.
Well, you have to fit them in there somewhere.
Live action role playing. You participate? Any live action role playing for you?
I'll have to ask my fiance if we do that.
No. I'm sure that you don't have a big foam sword that you're hitting your fiance with, or
no,
vice versa.
No.
Not foam, anyway.
No, it's PVC covered in foam.
That's right. That's right.
Come on,
right.
Get your geek right.
So have you checked out any of these shows, Scott?
Very little.
Very little?
Yeah. Not a big TV person. Once Sopranos was gone, I watch Entourage. You know, I might check out Samantha Who, because Christina's a friend, but not that many shows.
You should check some of these out, sir. We're going to convert you tonight. That's our mission tonight.
We watched 24.
Uh-huh.
We like 24.
That's science fiction.
That is science fiction.
Sorta. It's fiction, that's for certain.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Figure out how to teleport.
I don't watch it. We kind of part ways on that. I don't do the 24.
Bionic Woman? Who's the Bionic Woman?
Okay, now I've been watching it.
Okay.
And I don't entirely hate it. I thought I was going to outright hate it. I thought it was going to be just utter shit the entire time. And I don't. I don't complete. It's all right. I mean.
But that's the thing, though. It's just all right.
It's just all right. I mean, it's been enough to kind of keep my attention. I think more because of Katie Sackhoff, though, who was Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica. And now she's the other Bionic Woman on this new show. But I don't think I'm going to be committed too much longer.
But television is like sports teams. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
There's just so much that's needed. There's so much programming. So instead of just doing three networks and you had the best of the best writing everything,
right.
Now you have 800 stations and you need programming for 800 stations. So everything is just dwindled down, you know. It's just most of it's garbage.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, look, if you guys want to check out Bionic Woman, you can. I think it's on Wednesday nights on NBC. I think it's part of the NBC lineup this year. So,
one of my friends, his brother, is actually one of the executive producers on Bionic Woman.
Really?
Yeah. And he said to me, you got to check it out. And
Scott
I kind of watched a little bit.
Every single person in the industry, if it's only one or two people removed.
That's right.
Perfect.
It's amazing.
That's right. I'm kind of like the Kevin Bacon thing, you know.
It is. It's
7 degrees.
It's actually because, you know, Scotty's a shorter fella, so it's like 3 degrees.
That's right.
Scotty Schwartz.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's terrible.
We met the Bacon over the summer.
Did you?
At San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, he was pumping up Death Sentence.
Yeah.
Did that come and go already in theaters? Does anybody
know? I don't
remember.
I wanted
to see
it,
I think that might have come and go already.
Probably not, because they're normally very early. When they put stuff Comic-Con, it's normally stuff that doesn't come out until at least Christmas and beyond.
Yeah, I thought I had read something. Maybe it opened, but it hasn't. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. But, so Bionic Woman.
Menza?
Yeah.
Pushing Daisies?
I missed Pushing Daisies. That's on Thursday nights, I think, and I've missed it twice now, because I think Thursday nights I'm watching Reaper.
Yeah, have you checked out Reaper?
No.
Oh, it's on the CW.
If you tell me it's worth watching, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Directed by Kevin Smith, right?
Well, he directed the pilot. Kevin Smith directed the pilot. And it's about a kid whose soul, when he was a baby, was sold to the devil, sold to Satan by his parents. And now Satan is using him as a kind of a bounty hunter for demons that escape from hell. But it's a comedy.
It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
But funny.
But it also sounds like an offshoot of like Ghost Rider kind of thing with the soul to the devil.
Right, in a sense, but with way more comedy and not a shitty film like Ghost Rider.
Not only that, and the kid, Andy, on the Andy's the girl, Sam on the show, played by Brett Harrison, he has no powers. He has no special powers. So he's trying to trap these souls with like these goofy objects that the devil gives him. Like he had a dirt toaster, and I think a remote controlled car was in the second episode. I think next week I hear it's a dove. He has to try to catch the souls with a dove.
Yeah, so, it's really funny. Really,
it is.
And who's the devil? Ray Wise.
Mm. Yeah,
plays the devil. He's spot on, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant casting.
And Missy Peregrim is on that show as well. You may know her as Candace. From season 2 of Heroes. She was the shapeshifter in season 2 of that show. So that's definitely worth checking out. Like I said, I think that's on Thursday nights on the CW. So
he was on Twin Peaks too, right? Wasn't he?
Who, Ray Wise?
Ray Wise.
Yeah.
Right. What else is out there? Of course, Heroes.
Right.
Is back for its second season and already causing a ton of controversy.
Most people hate it, to be honest with you, from what I've read.
Which I don't get. Because I think it's pacing along exactly the way it should pace
now,
along.
I agree with you, but I don't think... Do you watch Heroes, Scott? Or Scott, yeah?
I think I've seen like two episodes.
Two episodes?
NBC, wow. Monday nights.
I just don't watch regular television all that much.
NBC, 8 o'clock on Monday nights, right?
No, not 8 o'clock. I think it's on at 9 o'clock. I think Chuck is on at 8 o'clock,
after
which we're going to get to in
we
a
haven't
second.
Got to Chuck yet.
Yeah.
That's another one you should watch, Chuck. But Heroes. Let's actually, we have Brian the Trucker on the phone, and he wants to talk about Heroes and the Star Trek connection. Brian, you there?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Oh, another exciting night in nowhere, Minnesota.
Oof, I feel you, sir.
One from all the trucking geeks out here for you.
Thank you.
Nice.
But anyway, what is the deal with all the Star Trek people? Like, well, you have Sulu, now you've got Uhura showing up in Heroes.
Right, George Takei showed up in the first season of Heroes, and now he's been dispatched. Am I right about that?
That is correct.
And... Nichelle Nichols, right, is showing up as somebody's aunt.
Yeah, Micah's aunt.
Micah's aunt.
The son's grandmother.
Yeah, it's Alex. Is that her name? It's Ali Larder's character, son Micah. It's her great-grandmother or aunt or great-aunt, I think it is, in New Orleans she is. And she just made a cameo at the end of last week's episode, so we can expect more from her going forward. As far as the connection between the two, I think maybe it's just kind of a, I don't know, maybe it's kind of just a throw out to the fans, kind of a tip your hat to Star Trek and something kind of started this move.
Let's stop this right now.
Okay.
How many times
just
are we going
to keep the geeks happy, huh?
It's true. How we gotta stop. Hold on. Hold on one second, Brian. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for your call. We got to stop right here, and we got to correct this once and for all.
Why?
What is the name of that TV show?
Trek. T-R-E-K, not T-R-A-C-K.
What goes
I
on
apologize.
A track?
I don't know.
Train goes on a track. Enterprise on a trek. Train on a track. Enterprise on a trek.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it.
You're embarrassing us.
I always embarrass us. That's my job on this show.
Yeah, they are having a lot of the Star Trek people show up.
They're just trying to give the old people another crack at something, give them a paycheck and the
Why
residual
not?
Check. That's all.
Why not?
Of course.
They're not working
mostly.
They're
beloved. Mostly. Of course. They're beloved people. I've been on TV for 40 years. I give them another paycheck, whatever.
And they show up at cons all the time. Walter Koenig is showing up at the Big Apple Con, the National,
Ooh.
In November 16th, 17th, and 18th that you and I will be at.
That's
very
right.
Very nice man.
You can go to
very nice man.
Very nice man.
BigAppleCon.com for more info on that one.
Isn't his son Boner from Growing Pains?
I don't think so.
No?
But I'm not sure.
I thought he was.
Anything's possible.
Everybody's saying yes behind you. You know?
Okay. I you can't see everybody. Them, but okay.
You know everyone. How do you not know that?
I don't know his son.
So,
but that's okay.
So Heroes. Can we go back to Heroes
sure.
for just
still
a
on
second?
Heroes?
Yeah. I think we're still on here. Just for a little bit longer. I want to talk about the controversy a little bit and about the pacing of the show. I think that the pacing is going very well. I know that the plan for the show this season is to break it out into very distinct story arcs, and I think that's kind of what they're doing. They're kind of setting up the first story arc, and I don't have a problem with it. I think people need to be a little bit more patient, and I think that they can't expect how last season ended to immediately pick off running with this season's beginning.
Hey, somebody online, Brett from Louisiana, has something to say against what you've said about Sam and Reaper.
Oh, okay.
Brett, are you there?
Yes.
What do you know about Reaper?
Well, I've seen like most episodes, but he does have a mental power. Like on the first episode, some pal was falling off a forklift, and to save his girl or the girl he likes, he pushed it with his mind. And they were like, "What happened?" And he couldn't explain it. And then later on, he was like moving stuff with his mind.
I caught that. I was waiting for somebody to call in.
You know, as soon as you said that, I was like, "Oh, he does have that damn power," and I totally forgot about it because he doesn't really play it up, and they don't abuse it too much. I mean, maybe it's something they're going to develop further, but you know, maybe that's it's a good to point out that it doesn't interfere with the show. It's not a goofy special effect like Ghost Rider was,
which really is
nothing but special effects, and they don't overuse it and they don't abuse it, and it doesn't interfere with how the story's moving along. So I apologize for forgetting that.
Thanks a lot, Brent.
Thanks, Brent.
No problem.
We also have Rob from Philly, who is going to expand further our discussion on the Heroes Star Trek connection.
Okay.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, what up, guys?
What's up, sir?
How's it going, sir?
Nothing, man. You guys are talking about that Star Trek connection with Heroes. Actually, the dude that plays Siler on Heroes is just got cast as Spock in the new Star Trek movie they're going to start shooting.
The reimagining of Star Trek.
That's right.
If you believe that rumor.
Yep.
With Siler as Spock and nobody as Kirk.
Zachary Quinto would be
as of right now, there is no Kirk.
Zachary Quinto, according
to... No. Zachary Quinto is Spock. We've heard Mike Vogel. We've heard Mike Vogel. Is potentially going to be Kirk, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Should have been Matt Damon.
No.
No.
Should have been Matt Damon. Thanks a lot, Rob.
No problem.
But now, Leonard Nimoy is in the film, though.
Now, I've heard that, too. Is that
true? Well, he told me.
Oh, yeah?
He actually told me that. I saw him a couple weeks ago, and he told me that he's playing like an older... Some kind of an older, wiser Spock, but that if, I don't think his name is actually going to be Spock.
Is he going to be the dad?
Oh, well, that would make sense.
E-Rock seems to think that it's going to be the dad. You remember the dad's name, E-Rock?
And so far, William Shatner's not on board because he's just too busy.
He is too busy. William Shatner has gotten more work in the last 5 years than he's gotten in the previous 20.
Absolutely.
But nothing beats his work in Free Enterprise. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Boston Legal is pretty damn good.
Did you see Free Enterprise?
Yeah.
That movie was brilliant. Brilliant flick. If you haven't checked it out, Free Enterprise, you should check it out. What other shows?
Well, we brought up Chuck, so I guess we should go to Chuck.
Let me tell you the best thing about Chuck.
Okay.
In Chuck's bedroom in his house, full-framed one sheet of Tron.
That's cool.
The good one.
Bruce Boxleitner and Cindy Morgan? Absolutely.
It's the good one, too. It's the reaching one.
Yeah.
And it's mint. They must have got it, retouched it, and copied it because I've never seen one that crisp ever. Not even when the movie was out.
But no leg lamp. It's just a Tron poster.
That's it.
So. Okay. No leg lamp. Maybe in a future episode.
Probably.
So let's talk about Chuck a little.
You still
talk
have those? Chuck.
Sure.
The leg lamps?
Sure.
You can buy them now things. Yourself. NECA puts them out each year. Replicas of them each
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Really? They're still making them?
Uh-huh. Still making them. Sell thousands of them every year.
Is that right?
Yep.
Popular movie you're in. Might have something to do with the fact they show it 24 hours
slightly
on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
What were you
guys
saying?
Watch. Go ahead. We're talking about Chuck.
I'm sorry. You can talk about it. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Chuck. Let's talk about Chuck.
All right. Let's talk about Chuck. Chuck, as we said earlier, on Monday nights on NBC, right before Heroes. I love it. I think it's really clever. I think it's really funny. And I think that it's probably doing better than anybody had expected. When we first heard about it, or when I first heard about it at San Diego, I was like, oh, it's going to be horse shit. It was this guy, Chuck, and he's working for a store called Buy More for the Nerd Herd, which is obviously a play on Best Buy's Geek Squad, right?
And, right.
So the concept is he has all of these images and bits of information placed in his mind that he receives from an email from a rogue CIA agent that he happened to go to college with.
Right.
And now he has a CIA agent and an FBI agent pretty much tagging him everywhere he goes, everything he does, because he has all of these secrets that nobody has. And
of course, the CIA agent is a hot...
Yeah, Yvonne Strahovski.
And of course, the FBI agent is...
Adam Baldwin.
From the TV show...
I won't mention it, but he did play Jane Cobb, the hero of Canton.
In what show?
Serenity.
That was a movie.
I know. He's fantastic on the show, by the way. He really is good. He kind of is a little like Jane on the show, which I like. A little sarcastic, a little violent, kind of in your face. Very good. But it's really doing well. It's funny. I think it's well written. It's well acted.
Right.
And
the guy is a big geek, and so he does a lot of references and things. And like I said, the Tron poster is just the tip of the iceberg. So you have kind of a geeky guy in a James Bond situation where they do all these action exciting things every week. It's a good show, Scotty. I think you should check that one out.
You have to check it out.
Chuck. That's NBC Monday nights at 8.
All the promos you guys should do, you should be rich.
Damn right.
We wish.
What else do you have on the list?
Well, I have something on the list that I haven't watched, but I think definitely fits into at least our genre, and I think we should at least mention it. It's Journeyman. I know some people love this show. I know that it's... You know, a lot of people really like it, although I hear it's on the verge of possibly being canceled already, even though it's not at Fox, surprisingly enough. But I don't know. I haven't seen it. I know you haven't seen it because you don't watch TV, Scotty. But
not
Kev, have you
have Is you seen it? Just the caveman it? Show?
No. We'll get to the caveman
God,
show. We're
we are not going to get to the fucking caveman show.
What? That's science fiction.
Oh, my God.
It fits right
That's
in.
That's hilarious.
No?
It's
It's shit is what it is.
Exactly. But what sells nowadays?
I guess. Wait a minute. Have you seen that show?
Yes.
You've seen the Caveman show.
I actually watched one episode.
You haven't seen all these other shows. Heroes, which was a huge phenomenon. But
the Caveman show.
That's correct.
Wow.
Just well, tell us
the,
about
just
it.
Just because of the commercials. Yeah, it's just okay. The stupidest thing I've ever seen, but it's great.
Because of those awful Geico commercials.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's for people who don't know. It's the cavemen that you see in all the Geico commercials. They've now given them, if you will, their own program.
Now, I'd like to correct you there, because I kind of liked the Geico commercials. They were campy, and they were stupid, but I liked them. I got a couple of good chuckles out of them once in a while, and I thought it was a funny concept for a commercial. Nice and short, sweet. You know, you can get right to it. Punchline's right there. But for a full half hour, it's not an hour, is it? It's only a half hour, please?
I think it's only a half hour.
For a full half hour, I mean, admittedly, I haven't watched it, but I don't know that I could get into it. Maybe. I don't know. I've watched Bionic Woman, so maybe I should watch Caveman.
If you want to chime in on our conversation about the geek lineup this fall, 866-WOW-1-WOW, 866-WOW-1-WOW. That's 866-969-1969.
Wow, look
at
you.
Lots of sixes, lots of nines.
Lots of wows.
Lots of them.
All right, so let's go back to Journeyman
a little bit. Let's talk about Journeyman.
Have you seen an episode of it yet, Kev?
I caught about half the first episode. I haven't got all the way through it yet. But I like Kevin McKidd.
Okay.
And from Rome, he played which one? Titus Pullo or
yes.
One of them from the Rome miniseries? Mm. Did you catch that one, Scott? It's on. It was on around The Sopranos.
Yeah, HBO. Whatever. No.
He was also in Trainspotting.
Okay.
He played the guy who wanted to try the drugs once and got the AIDS.
Right.
I know him as the potential future Thor in the Marvel
The Marvel abortion that will be the Thor movie?
You never know. Maybe it's good. The Iron Man movie looks good.
Sure, why not? Gave everyone else a Ghost Rider. Gave that a shot.
Hey, look, we thought Iron Man was going to stink, and that looks pretty good so far.
Well, look, we're judging by the trailer.
We are.
We judge Ghost Rider looked great in the trailer, too.
Well, I don't go that far.
Well, now you got your first pretty fairly talented actor playing a superhero in Robert Downey Jr.
That's true. He is
impressive. I said this. It is the most inspired casting in Hollywood history. Casting a drunk to play a drunk.
No, come on.
What?
It's a long time ago. You can't.
It was, but I'm
Robert.
Saying this is a man with the experience to carry
absolutely.
That off. That's
sure.
what I'm saying. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
He is Tony Stark.
I mean, did he always get to the set on time, or did they have to pick him up at a neighbor's house? That's the question, you know.
Oh, wow. Not good.
Am I the only one that doesn't forget these things? I don't know. I like the guy, but you know.
I like the guy, too. I think he's a really good actor. I'm actually pretty happy that he's in that role.
I think it's going to be very interesting casting.
I think so, too. Let's hit one more before we go to break.
Okay.
What do you got?
Flash Gordon.
Like we said, let's go to one more before we go to... No, I'm just kidding.
It was awful. I saw that pilot. It was absolutely god-awful.
I saw the pilot, too, and it was beyond awful.
Can Sam Jones come back, please?
Well,
I know he's available.
I don't know if we should announce that just now.
Well, maybe not now.
Maybe we won't. Maybe at the end of the show we'll announce
We'll save that.
It. Yeah.
All right, so it was flat. And it was one-dimensional, and the writing wasn't good, and there was it wasn't strong at all. I mean, I only watched the pilot also, but the pilot didn't make me want to come back for the second episode. And has it been canceled? Do we know? I don't think it's still going.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen a commercial for it, so.
I stopped caring it right at that moment. So even if it was on, it would be like a tampon commercial to me. It would just tune out for it.
Okay, well,
that's it. I'm just not interested.
I don't even know what to say after that.
I can get back to doing work because I'm not interested.
Okay, you've stumped me, sir. I have nothing else to say.
Well, let's say this: when we come back from our break,
okay,
do you have questions for Big Kev, OG, or Scotty Schwartz?
Okay,
then you can call in with your questions. 866-WOW-1-WOW. We're talking about anything you want to talk about tonight in our last segment. Comic books, toys, TV, movies. It's an open forum. 866-WOW-1-WOW.
Call Big Kev's Geek Stuff right now at 866-969-1969. That's 866-969-1969. Or 866-WOW-1-WOW for those of you with even shorter attention spans.
Attention Geek Stuff listeners.
Do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff. The best geek exposure for your advertising dollar.
Advertising space. No one learned from your mistakes. We let our profits go to waste. All that's left in any case is advertising space.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The Fonz be with you.
And also with you.
And how lucky are you?
Fonzie be praised!
Welcome back to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on XM Satellite Radio 202. Anthony from the Opie and Anthony Show joining us for the last segment.
Hi, Kev. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Just been hanging out in the city. Knew you guys were doing this tonight. Figured we'd come up and hang out a little bit.
Of course.
See what this is about.
Scotty Schwartz in the studio with
us
also.
Recognized
Hello,
Scotty
Anthony.
The second I walked in.
I praise you, young man.
Ah, please, I praise you.
Enough of the praise.
Mutual praise.
And, of course, Big Kev and OG. And
Hello,
I
people.
Think we're ready to risk taking some phone calls.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's see here. We are going to take Kevin from Massachusetts. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's happening, sir?
Not much.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was just curious if you guys ever got into the show Ghost Hunters at all, and if you thought that stuff was for real or just a waste of time.
It actually, I've watched it a couple times. And on our first XM show, January of last year, sometime like that, I think we had Brian Harnois from that show call in. He's actually a good friend of mine and Kev's.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, Ghost Hunters is a good program.
Yeah, it's a good show. I think their season 3 DVD actually just came out last week, if I'm not mistaken. And I've heard recently that they're going international with the show.
I believe really? He was asking, do you think it's real, though?
Do I think it's real?
Yeah.
Television.
It's real entertaining.
It's real entertaining. Yes.
Doesn't need to be
seen
real.
Motaunted, like it seems pretty. That stuff seems a little over the top. Ghost Hunters seems a little more realistic to me. I just didn't know your opinion on it.
Yeah, that's it. We like it.
Yeah, I like the show.
It seems more realistic, like you said.
Yeah.
Let's take. He's been holding on a long time. Phil from Atlanta. Phil, you there?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What do you guys think? You were yammering a lot about the network shows. And I was wondering what you think about like a couple of series on Showtime. Dexter and Brotherhood, can't get enough of them.
I think Dexter is brilliant. Brilliant. I have not checked out Brotherhood, but Dexter is fantastic. Have you checked that out, Scotty? It's on cable, I figured, maybe.
Sopranos. Not really.
No?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Brotherhood is the Irish mob, and it's...
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's everything that the Sopranos... should have been. It picks up
Irish.
Irish.
Like
what?
But
racist.
Like the Black Donnellys on NBC, except done correctly on cable.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
That's what I've heard. Are you? What are gonna shoot you?
I like Dexter. Dexter's the serial killer who's actually working with the cops, and I like the first season, and then it kind of got a little, I don't know, redundant. He kept doing the same thing. And Jimmy brings up a good point on our show. He says that he doesn't like it because he's just killing bad people. And I understand if you're familiar with the show, as right. he was growing up as a kid, his father kind of channeled this evil serial killer personality into killing bad people.
Right.
But he's a serial killer. You shouldn't be able to channel that. There should be an episode where just for no reason whatsoever, he kills like the friggin' fifth grader.
I think it should be, but I think it should be one of those reverses though, like where he kills somebody that he thinks is a bad person, but turns out to be the good person.
Oh, that'd be good. And the guilt haunts him or something.
Totally.
He's gotta cope with it.
I should write for that damn show.
Give us the phone numbers, Kevin.
866-WOW1WOW or 866-969-1969.
There you go.
If you want to ask us a question here.
Let's go to a fool. Andrew from, I'm sorry, Jim from Long Island. Jim from Long Island, how are you?
Hello?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Jim.
Hey, how Jim. Are you, Jim?
Hey, Big Kev, AOG. I just wanted to talk to you guys about cavemen.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I thought it was actually a pretty funny show.
Oh, have you seen it?
I've seen enough of it.
I know you said you saw it. I assumed you saw it, Mr. Caller. But Kev, yeah.
Have you seen it, Ant?
I think I'm the only person, aside from the caller, that has seen both episodes.
Wow.
I really have. I hate it so much, I find myself searching it out to watch it. No, there's no enjoyment whatsoever. I watch it to get angry.
Like a train wreck.
To hate it. It's like watching, I go on YouTube sometimes to watch like robbery videos at convenience stores, and I watch those just to get angry. Like, so would you like to get that guy and just choke him? And the caveman thing is, there's not enough about them being cavemen. Right. They could just pop any people in there, and it would just be a boring sitcom.
It's actually, we want to consult also with our other guest this evening, Mr. B is in studio. Mr. B, what's some of the things that that you like?
I really like Star Wars toys and a Batman mask and Yoda.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Unfortunately, we're not getting any calls on those topics.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Let's take Devlin from New Jersey. Devlin, are you there? Devlin, are you there? Devlin from New Jersey.
He has left us.
All right.
Devlin's the kind of name you don't get confused with.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you were saying Mike.
Nate. Nate from Michigan.
What's up, misters?
What's up, sir?
What's up, Nate?
There is a live-action G.I. Joe movie coming out.
Yeah, we've been kind of avoiding the topic.
Uh-oh. But Marky Mark's going to be in it. What do you guys think?
No way.
Yeah, it's true.
Why didn't he bring that up the other day?
Because he's embarrassed about it.
I tried calling you guys, but nobody's let me through.
Wow.
We're sorry, sir. We've talked about the G.I. Joe movie a little bit in the past because there's been some speculation back and forth whether it was going to be live action or CGI or live action or CGI. It's suffering the same fate that the Thundercats movie is going through right now. I think last I heard it was going to be live action. I like Marky Mark. I don't know if I see him in a G.I. Joe movie because it's a G.I. Joe movie.
Is it going to be based on like the animated G.I. Joe or just the action figure?
No, I'm sure it's going to be based on the animated G.I. Joe with snake eyes. And
except that
all
they've
these
kind of turned
characters.
Cobra into like
corporate.
It's bizarre. It's not the same.
All I know is when I was playing with G.I. Joe when I was a kid, it was all about the VC. Like I was out there in the yard crawling around, and he had the lifelike hair and the kung fu grip, and I was going after Charlie, you know. And then all of a sudden, the cartoon came out, and he's fighting what?
Your G.I. Joe's had Velcro hair.
Exactly. Pre-Velcro. And it was great.
God. My G.I. Joe's had rubber bands on their legs.
Don't you have some of those in your store?
I do have G.I. Joe's, absolutely.
That's true. Thanks thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Oh, just cutting them off there.
We got the thank out of them.
We should say one last time as we race towards the close of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, our sponsor, Alpha Graphics of Montclair, weprintfast.com. Go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com right now. Click on the Alpha Graphics Big Kev's Geek Stuff banner at the top of the page. Fill out the information, and you still have a chance to win one of the two iPod Shuffles that we're going to be giving away live here in about 10 minutes.
You have two iPod Shuffles?
Two iPod Shuffles.
We have better prizes to give away than our show?
We have four.
What the f-
we,
what
have, is- we actually have four. We're
you
giving
have
two
four
away.
iPod...
We're giving two away tonight live on the show, and we're going to give two away in the next couple of weeks for people who click the link and fill out the information.
We get, like, crap to give away.
I don't even
think we have anything to give away.
We have.
I'll tell you what. And giveaways.
Here's what I'm going to do, because part of the reason why I'm here is because I work with a company called Donruss, and they make trading cards.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing a set called Americana, which is
Americana, people!
Which is
it's going to be an exciting set of cards from Donruss.
That's right. But it's all celebrities.
So oh, is that right?
I've done
celebrities.
Celebrities. So I've done autograph signings with William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, Carrie Fisher, Billy Dee Williams, Burt Reynolds. They've all signed their movies, their character names. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna send you when the product comes out. I'm gonna send you two boxes of this stuff. When they're about $150, $200 a box.
Ooh.
So you can give them away on your show, and then I have to give two to Kevin because
Because you just said you're going to give him
the
and they'd probably go a little better on Kev's show than they would our show.
Right. Believe
as far as actually, the audience going.
That's I'd be kind of afraid to find out what would happen to them if they actually made it on
maybe Anthony dead celebrity cars. Yeah.
That would be
they're
funny.
They're in there, too. Rudolph Valentino, no, Lon Chaney. Those guys are in there.
I don't know. I'm talking more of the Manson murder type thing.
Oh, no, that's...
Sharon Tate.
We got a Sharon Tate card.
Oh, great. A bikini piece.
Oh, my God.
Complete with a fetus card.
Let's take a few more phone calls here. I really want to get to this one.
Oh, okay.
Bobby from New Jersey, are you there?
Hey there, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Superman fan, and I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on the Superman Doomsday animated movie. I thought it was friggin' terrible. Do you know anything about it?
It was fucking violent, sir. Have you seen it? You've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Of course I saw it.
Dude,
I thought it was fucking awful.
I didn't like the animation so much. It was kind of a little on the cheap side compared to the stuff that they've done in the past.
I hated Doomsday's space sneakers.
Yeah, he had those space booties. They were weird.
I hated them.
But the violence in the movie was rated... It's an animated Superman movie called Superman Doomsday. You can go out and pick it up now. It was rated PG-13. It was so incredibly violent that it was enjoyable to see exactly how far they were going to push the violence in an animated Superman movie.
But it's animated.
Movie.
He shot
the violence was good, but the voice just totally took me out of it. Why didn't they keep the voices from the animated series?
I don't know. Is that Conroy that did Superman's voice in that show? Oh, no, he did Batman.
No, wasn't it?
Adam Baldwin.
It was Adam Baldwin.
In the movie. I meant in the original cartoon.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
In the original cartoon, it was the guy from Wings. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember.
Wings. There's three of them, really.
Yeah.
You can kind of...
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub.
Gibb.
And
what's her name? The girl? The
guy that did the Shining remake.
Yeah.
Stephen Weber.
Yeah, Stephen Weber.
Stephen Weber.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you that the voice takes you out of it. But that aside, when Luthor asks his assistant, what's his assistant's name? The girl.
I can't remember her name.
When he asks her, is everything covered up about the accident, the LexCorp accident? Is everything covered up? And she says, yeah, everything's covered up. There are no loose ends whatsoever. And you see the barrel come into the frame, and then you're outside the LexCorp building, and the gunshot goes off, and you see her body fly up. It is incredibly violent. And he goes, now there are no loose ends. That was fantastic.
Well, I'll agree with you there. The violence was beautiful, but I didn't like the way it didn't stick to the comic book whatsoever.
Well,
like I said, the voice just totally took me out of it.
Hey, do you want me to scare you a little, Bobby?
Yeah.
They're talking about doing Dark Knight as an animated film. Thanks for your call. Think about that.
Yeah. Not into the animated versions.
No.
It's okay. Just can't get into it. I don't think the animation's ever good enough. They usually do it on the cheap. When it starts looking like a Scooby-Doo episode where it's just like just a plate and the mouth is just moving.
It's more of that direct to video, type of animation. It's not like the animation in what was that one you liked, Mr. B?
I really like Batman Mask
of the Phantasm, right? Which was a theatrical release, and the animation was really great. You can pick that one up, of course, still out there. Thank you, Mr. B. So let's take Kevin from New Hampshire. A lot of Kevins calling in.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm partial, Kevin.
Hello?
Kevin, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Anthony, huge fan.
Thank you, sir.
I have to say, being a person of age and a huge comic book collector when I'm growing up, I just want to say that, like, sometimes I think you guys might be a little too hard on these comic book movies.
No, we're not.
Listen. When I was a kid, what did we have for a fucking choice? There was fucking Superman, and that was it.
You know what you had?
It's like...
You had
nowadays,
comic books.
Like, if I see, like, all these movies advertised, I tell you, I practically walk around with a hard-on going, yeah, they're probably going to do a Fantastic Four movie. Yeah, it might suck, but it's an escape for somebody who never thought they would see these things put visually to film or interpreted. You know? I mean, what did we have growing up? Fucking animation, action figures? What the fuck?
Look, I get excited, too, when I hear that something I really love... I happen to be a really big Fantastic Four fan. I got really excited when I heard they were making a movie. And then I saw batter-dipped Michael Chiklis in that foam suit. Like, if I want to see it done well. I agree with
you,
man.
Well, try this on. Would this not be the ultimate fucking movie of all time? Does anybody remember the original Super Friends with the goddamn Legion of Doom? You know, like 13 fucking...
oh, I'll address that one.
Versus 13, you know. I mean, that was the shit. That's
well, they are attempting to do a Justice League movie right now. And although nobody is attached to it officially, they've been talking about Jessica Biel as Wonder Woman, who, since that rumor has started, she has gone, I ain't doing it, because Christopher Nolan doesn't want it done because it's going to upset his Batman franchise. Mm-hmm. Singer doesn't want it done because it's going to upset his Superman franchise, which deserves to be upset and ruined because the first movie sucked. And so everyone is kind of slowly backing away from this idea of putting all of these characters together in one film. You know why? It's just too much. It's too much. It's too many characters in one place at one time for them to sort out. Let them do it on Smallville. They're doing it on Smallville. They're slowly growing it over time. They bring one character in for like 8 seconds, and then you see him in for like 6 minutes in an episode. And then, you know, and then eventually they have this league of characters on Smallville, but it takes time to grow. You can't grow that many characters in that short a film. It just won't work.
I like what Kevin Smith said about the Superman movie. Because it would have been nice to see him actually hit somebody.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to actually see him maybe punch somebody in the movie.
Kevin Smith actually did a small cameo in that film we were just talking about, Superman Doomsday.
Yeah.
Where if you saw The Evening with Kevin Smith, he talks about how he was writing the Superman story, and the producer guy wanted a giant spider in it.
Giant mechanical spider.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spider. So in the animated movie, Superman actually fights Toy Man in a giant mechanical spider, and he defeats him. And then all of a sudden you hear the wisecracking Kevin Smith voice go, oh, like we needed him to come back to defeat a giant spider. Lame. And they cut down to basically Kevin Smith animated, and he actually did the voice for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was funny. Let's see what else we got here. Dave from Pennsylvania.
Dave, you there?
Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, sir?
Hey, I wanted to go back to Flash Gordon, because I know you guys said you only saw one, and I gave it three. That's the rule of thumb. I give it three chances, and I really wanted it to succeed.
Okay.
You like Flash Gordon?
Flash Gordon, the TV show.
Right, right.
Yeah, they. What is it missing? I mean, it was a campy movie. I don't know what they were expecting. If you were to create it, what is it missing?
A good story, three-dimensional characters. The writing was so kind of blah. I don't know. It didn't move me at all. It didn't warrant me to sit down a second time for it. It seemed so flat, and it felt like it was going nowhere, and that the only thing that was selling it was that it was Flash Gordon and that people associated with those characters in the movie, and that was it. There was nothing else to it for me.
You know, we only have a few minutes left. We should say now at this time a couple of things. One, that we will be returning to XM Satellite Radio on 202 on Saturday, November the 17th.
Wowee.
From 9 to 11. Our guests that night will be Melody Anderson and Sam Jones from Flash Gordon the movie.
All right.
What a coinkydink.
Live in studio. And we are working on a special project with them. We're going to be telling everybody all about that in the upcoming weeks to prepare. And they'll be live in studio with us on November the 17th.
Wait, when you give away gold ingots to the listeners.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure.
I don't know. There was a phone call.
Doubloons.
Our producer, yeah, Mr. Fantastic, took another phone call about somebody who wants to give away stuff on our show. We actually gave away other things earlier, Ant.
I know what to do.
Speaking of that, let's do it right now. Let's give out two iPod shuffles.
Okay.
To two people who signed up. We're going to give it to Scott Eason, who is from, Scott, what is it?
Temecula, California.
Temecula, California. And Melissa Cole from Brick, New Jersey. There you go. They've just won two iPod. Well, they've each won one.
They've each won one. That's right.
iPod shuffles. And you'll be getting an email from OG.
Of course.
About that, and you can give him your information, and we will ship those out to you. Congratulations on that.
Check your spam folder. Make sure they're there.
That's right. It's not spam. It's a prize.
Because if not, I'm keeping them.
That's right. Let's take Jay from Cleveland. I think we have time for one more. Jay, are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jay.
How are you?
I took your phone call because it's really, really bothering me that they're doing this. So go ahead.
Okay. First off, I want to say love you, love the show. But also, I was wondering what you guys were thinking about the reincarnation of American Gladiators with Hulk Hogan.
With Hulk Hogan?
That face Anthony just made on the radio you just really sums it up. When you have American Gladiators, which was arguably just shitty TV, and then you have Hulk Hogan, who is just in the, shall we say, sunset of his career, hosting... I mean, this is just a recipe for disaster.
Come on, big guy, you gotta be a fan of Hulkamania.
Maybe back in the 80s.
1981, I was a big fan. I was 12, but I was a big fan.
When he was in Rocky, that was about
it. Yeah, that's right.
When he was in the Rocky movie.
You guys have no mercy.
No.
Sure, we have plenty of mercy.
American Gladiator was kind of a cool thing to watch at the time it was on, because it was the 80s.
There were no steroid laws.
Yeah, no steroid laws. And everybody had that Rambo mentality thing going. Right. So it was kind of cool, and it was different. It wasn't so much reality television and stuff like that. So it was just kind of a freakish thing to watch these big steroid heads just getting the crap beat out of themselves running through these courses. But now I don't think it fits the time. And then to throw Hulk in, just stop. Enough with Hulk.
It depends on what he's doing.
Nothing, apparently.
Hosting the show poorly.
What about
I'm
Hogan
sure.
Knows Best?
Oh, Hogan Knows Best.
That's right. That's over now, right? I think the daughter has been deflowered, so
no.
The show's over.
No, is that still going?
Is it still going?
Well, the first two or three seasons are out on DVD.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, season three is coming. They said they were shooting
it. I feel so ashamed that I'm misinformed about the adventures of Hulk Hogan. Amando. Amado. How do we say that?
Don't cry for me, Amando.
What's up, sir? What can we answer for you?
Oh, no, I'm just actually wondering. I mean, the movie The Transformer was such a beautiful movie, but it looks so crappy in a normal theater, you know what I'm saying? I waited all this time for it to come out on Blu-ray, and now they're telling me that it's not going to come out on Blu-ray because Paramount did a deal with
HD,
and they're not putting it on Blu-ray.
This Blu-ray HD thing is just annoying.
Yeah.
Enough with it already.
Suck the money out of us.
Someone
just suck
it out. It should just be mob tactics. One of the heads of one should just call a war on the other, murder whoever's whichever one, Blu-ray or HD guys,
right.
And then the other guys take over as the boss.
That's
and
I said,
whatever format comes, that's the format.
There's
that
already
wins.
A triple player out that plays all the formats, and that's it. They're just gonna eat each other until one or both of them go away, and it'll just be regular format. Everything will be in high def
and
well,
the Betamax version.
And it was beta, yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Well, sir, if you have a high def player, it's coming out on high def. So
okay, there you go. That music indicates that we are in the wrap-up portion of our show.
Uh-oh.
What did we talk about tonight, OG?
I have no clue. What did we talk about tonight? We talked about them doing a Knight Rider television show. It's a two-hour movie, rather. and this is in conjunction with the movie that they're developing right now. So I don't understand what the purpose of that is. I think we talked a little bit about the zombification of everything. Right? Marvel toys, yourself, apparently, if you go to zombieportrait.com. And I don't know. What else did we talk about? What else do you
some
have?
Other shows.
Oh, lots of stuff. We talked about the Omnibus coming out for Transformers, G.I. Joe. We talked about the Star Wars Civil War nonsense. And
my Donruss Americana set, the card trading card set, will be out the end of December, first week in end of November, week in December with all the celebrity autographs.
We like to thank our sponsor, Alpha Graphics of Montclair. Check them out at weprintfast.com. They will print anything. They will send it anywhere.
Fast.
Let's thank our guest, Scotty Schwartz. Thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Scotty.
Anthony from the Opie and Anthony Show.
Pleasure.
And, of course, our final guest. Do you have any final words for us tonight on Big Kev's Geek Stuff on XM202, Mr. B?
I really like Yoda.
Of course you like Yoda, sir. Mm-hmm. How could you not?
Big Kevin. We love Kevin.
Don't forget, guys, you can check us out at www.bigkevsgeekstuff.com or at myspace.com/bigkevsgeekstuff.
And coming up next, Dr. Steve and Weird Medicine here on 202. The phone number you want to talk to Dr. Steve, 866-WOW1WOW, 866-WOW1WOW.
Got chlamydia, any kind of clap, whatever. Give a call. Let them know where you're itching or dripping from.
Oh,
Ugh, yuck. And with that, I
Anthony
think we
has
will,
a lot of experience with itching
it.
And scratching.
Wow.
And on that note, we cue the music.